Luke chapter 12. Meanwhile, as myriads of the crowd gathered together to the point of treading on each other, he went on to say to his disciples first, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. There is nothing well veiled that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not become known, because whatever you have said in darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken to the ear in closed rooms will be proclaimed on the rooftops. But I say to you, friends of mine, do not fear those who can kill the body, but after that are unable to do anything more. And I will show you whom to fear. Fear him who, after killing, has authority to throw into Gehenna. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 asaria? Yet not one of them is forgotten before God. But even the hairs on your head have all been counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. And I say to you, as regards everyone who acknowledges me in the presence of men, the Son of Man will in turn acknowledge him before the angels of God. But he who denies me in the presence of men will be denied in the presence of the angels of God. Now as for anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him, but it will not be forgiven him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit. And when they haul you to the synagogues and magistrates and authorities, do not be concerned about how or what you should answer in defence, or what you should say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that hour what it is necessary to say." Then someone said to him from the crowd, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Sir, who appointed me as a judge or an apportioner over you?" And he said to them, "Watch out and guard yourselves against greed. For it is not the abundance of a person's possessions which makes up his life." Then he told them a parable and said, "The estate of a certain rich man gave a good yield. And he thought things over and said, 'What should I do? For I do not have anywhere to gather up my fruits into.' And he said, 'This is what I will do. I will demolish my storehouses and build bigger ones. And I will gather up there all my produce and my goods. And I will say to myself, Self, you have many goods laid up for many years. Have a rest, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool! This very night they demand your life from you. Then who will have what you have prepared? Such is he who treasures things up to himself, but who does not become rich towards God.' Then he said to his disciples, 'This is why I say to you, do not be concerned about yourself, as to what you will eat, or about your body, as to what you will wear. Your life is more than food, and your body is more than its clothing. Observe the ravens, how they do not sow or reap, which have neither store nor barn, yet God feeds them. How much more you are worth than the birds. And who among you can add 1 cubit to his height by being anxious? So if you cannot do even a very small thing, why are you anxious about the remaining things? Observe the lilies, how they grow. Yet they neither toil nor spin thread. But I say to you, that not even Solomon in all his glory was clothed like one of these. And if God so clothes the vegetation in the field, which is in existence today, but which is thrown into a furnace tomorrow, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? So don't you concentrate on what you will eat or what you will drink, and do not be in suspense about it, for the nations of the world concentrate on all these things. But your Father knows that you need these things. Rather, seek the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. Do not fear, you little flock, for it pleased your Father to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Make yourselves purses which do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in the heavens, where no thief comes near, nor does a moth cause ruin. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let your loins be girded and your lamps be burning, and you yourselves be like men awaiting their master when he returns from the wedding reception, so that when he comes and knocks, they open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds on the alert when he comes. Truly, I say to you, he will gird himself and have them recline at table, and he will come up to them and serve them. And if he should come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them like this, blessed are those servants. And know this, if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief would come, he would have kept watch, and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also be prepared, because at an hour when you don't expect it, the Son of Man will come. Then Peter said to him, Lord, are you saying this parable to us, or to everyone else as well? And the Lord said, Who then is the faithful and sensible steward, whom the master will appoint over his body of servants, to give them their ration of wheat at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find acting this way when he comes. Truly, I say to you, that he will appoint him over all his possessions. But if that servant says in his heart, My master is taking a long time coming, and he starts beating the men servants and maid servants, and eating and drinking and becoming drunk, that servant's master will come on a day when he does not expect it, and at an hour which he does not know, and he will cut him in two and assign his lot with the unfaithful. And that servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations nor act in accordance with his will be flogged with many lashes. But he who did not know, and who acted in a way worthy of beating, will be flogged with few lashes. From everyone to whom much is given, much will be required, and from him to whom they have entrusted much, they will ask all the more. I came to cast fire on the earth, so what do I wish for if it has already been set alight? And I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how I am pressed until it is completed. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather discord. For from now on there will be five in one house, at odds with each other, three against two, and two against three. A father will be at variance with his son, and a son with his father. A mother with her daughter, and a daughter with her mother. A mother-in-law will be against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Then he said to the crowds as well, Whenever you see a cloud arising from the west, you immediately say, A downpour is coming. And so it comes to pass. And when you see a south wind blowing, you say, There will be a scorching heat. And so it comes to pass. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the condition of the earth and the sky, but how come you cannot interpret this period of time? And why can you not determine by yourselves what is right? For when you go before a magistrate with your opponent, make an effort to settle with him on the way, so that he does not drag you to the judge, and the judge hands you over to the executive officer, and the executive officer throws you in prison. I say to you, you will certainly not come out from there until you have paid the very last lepton.